Joshua chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon. For the tribe of Simeon, according to its families, its inheritance lay within the inheritance of the tribe of Judah. It had for its inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bala, Ezem, El Tolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Leboth, and Sharushen. 13 towns with their villages, Ain, Rimon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns with their villages, together with all the villages all around these towns as far as Baalath-Bir, Ramah of the Negeb. This was the inheritance of the tribe of Simeon according to its families. The inheritance of the tribe of Simeon formed part of the territory of Judah, because the portion of the tribe of Judah was too large for them. The tribe of Simeon obtained an inheritance within their inheritance. The third lot came up for the tribe of Zebulun, according to its families. The boundary of its inheritance reached as far as Sarid, then its boundary goes up westward, and on to Marala, and touches Dabesheth, then the wadi that is east of Jokneam. From Sarid it goes in the other direction eastward toward the sunrise, to the boundary of Chisloth Tabor. From there it goes to Dabarath, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along on the east toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, to Ithkazin, and going on to Ramon it bends toward Nea. Then on the north the boundary makes a turn to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Iphtah-El, and Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalla, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Zebulun, according to its families, these towns with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the tribe of Issachar, according to its families. Its territory included Jezreel, Chesheloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, En-Ganim, En-Hada, Beth-Pazez. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to its families, the towns with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its families. Its boundary included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Aksaph, Alamalech, Amad, and Mishael. On the west it touches Carmel and Shihor-Libnath. Then it turns eastward, goes to Beth-Dagon, and touches Zebulun, and the valley of Iphtah-El, northward to Beth-Emek and Neiel. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ibron, Rehob, Hamon, Kena, as far as Great Sidon. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosa, and it ends at the sea. Mahalab, Akzib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to its families, these towns with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the tribe of Naphtali, for the tribe of Naphtali according to its families. And its boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak and Zeananim, and Adami-Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath-Tabor, and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified towns of Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakab, Chinnereth, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali according to its families, the towns with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to its families. The territory of its inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir-Shemesh, Sha'al-Labin, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timna, Ekron, Elteke, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Beneberak, Gath-Rimon, Me-Jarkon, and Rakon at the border opposite Joppa. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, the Danites went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and putting it to the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan, after their ancestor Dan. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, according to their families, these towns with their villages. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the Israelites gave an inheritance among them to Joshua son of Nun. By command of the Lord they gave him the town that he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and settled in it. These are the inheritances that the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Joshua chapter 20. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Say to the Israelites, Appoint the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person without intent or by mistake may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. The slayer shall flee to one of these cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and explain the case to the elders of that city. Then the fugitive shall be taken into the city and given a place and shall remain with them. And if the avenger of blood is in pursuit, they shall not give up the slayer, because the neighbor was killed by mistake, there having been no enmity between them before. The slayer shall remain in that city until there is a trial before the congregation, until the death of the one who is high priest at the time. Then the slayer may return home to the town in which the deed was done. So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan east of Jericho they appointed Bezer in the wilderness on the table land, from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities designated for all the Israelites, and for the aliens residing among them, that anyone who killed a person without intent could flee there, so as not to die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until there was a trial before the congregation. Joshua chapter 21. Then the heads of the families of the Levites came to the priest Eleazar and to Joshua son of Nun, and to the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites. They said to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, The Lord commanded through Moses that we be given towns to live in, along with their pasture lands for our livestock. So by command of the Lord the Israelites gave to the Levites the following towns and pasture lands out of their inheritance. The lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. So those Levites who were descendants of Aaron the priest received by lot 13 towns from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The rest of the Kohathites received by lot 10 towns from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The Gershonites received by lot 13 towns from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The Marorites, according to their families, received 12 towns from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun. These towns and their pasture lands the Israelites gave by lot to the Levites, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Out of the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Simeon they gave the following towns mentioned by name, which went to the descendants of Aaron, one of the families of the Kohathites, who belonged to the Levites, since the lot fell to them first. They gave them Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, along with the pasture lands around it. But the fields of the town and its villages had been given to Caleb son of Jephunneh as his holding. To the descendants of Aaron the priest they gave Hebron, the city of refuge for the slayer, with its pasture lands, Libnah with its pasture lands, Jatir with its pasture lands, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Holan with its pasture lands, Debir with its pasture lands, Ain with its pasture lands, Jotta with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands, 9 towns out of these 2 tribes. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anathoth with its pasture lands, and Almon with its pasture lands, 4 towns. The towns of the descendants of Aaron, the priests, were 13 in all, with their pasture lands. As to the rest of the Kohathites belonging to the Kohathite families of the Levites, the towns allotted to them were out of the tribe of Ephraim. To them were given Shechem, the city of refuge for the slayer, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer with its pasture lands, Kibzaim with its pasture lands, and Beth Horon with its pasture lands, 4 towns. Out of the tribe of Dan, Eltekeh with its pasture lands, Gibbethon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, Gathrimmon with its pasture lands, 4 towns. Out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Taanach with its pasture lands, and Gathrimmon with its pasture lands, 2 towns. The towns of the families of the rest of the Kohathites were 10 in all, with their pasture lands. To the Gershonites, one of the families of the Levites, were given out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the slayer, and Beersterah with its pasture lands, 2 towns. Out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its pasture lands, Deberath with its pasture lands, Jarmuth with its pasture lands, Enganim with its pasture lands, 4 towns. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Helkath with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands, 4 towns. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Galilee with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the slayer, Hamoth-Dor with its pasture lands, and Kartan with its pasture lands, 3 towns. The towns of the several families of the Gershonites were in all 13 with their pasture lands. To the rest of the Levites, the Merarite families, were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its pasture lands, Karta with its pasture lands, Dibna with its pasture lands, Nahalalal with its pasture lands, 4 towns. Out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its pasture lands, Jaza with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephaath with its pasture lands, 4 towns. Out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the slayer, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, Jazer with its pasture lands, 4 towns in all. As for the towns of the several Mararite families, that is, the remainder of the families of the Levites, those allotted to them were 12 in all. The towns of the Levites within the holdings of the Israelites were in all 48 towns with their pasture lands. Each of these towns had its pasture lands around it, so it was with all these towns. Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to their ancestors that he would give them, and having taken possession of it, they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their ancestors. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass.